A Brave Victory, Chapter 4, Paralyzed by Fear. Miss Cherry and Ari's parents had a meeting later that week. Ari believes her failures are because she has no ability, and she's given up on trying to succeed, Miss Cherry began. Since she can't do her flyaway, she views herself as worthless. It's too painful to keep failing, so she thinks it's better to stop trying. She thinks, if I don't try, I can't fail, right?
What if we take her off bars for a couple of weeks, suggested Mr. Freeman. Let her focus on the events she still enjoys.
I've also considered recording the girls doing each skill, added Miss Terry. They could critique themselves and work on improving. Ari could choose what skill she wanted to start with. It might help her gain confidence to eventually try the flyaway.
And I have some Bible verses I want her to memorize to replace all that negative talk she keeps repeating to herself, said Mrs. Freeman. I say, let's give this a try and see what happens.
At first, Ari was thrilled that she would be able to skip bars and work only on the other events. But then, her negative self-talk took over.
I bet they took me off bars because they don't want me on the team, she thought. They probably don't want to be embarrassed by me anymore.
It wasn't long before Ari began to show signs of giving up on the other events, too. Her enthusiasm and drive to excel on beam was especially apparent as her back handsprings became sloppier and she grew fearful of falling off. One night, after dinner, while Mom was studying and Dad was cleaning the kitchen, Ari noticed the title of a book Keen was looking at, 20th Century Monster Movies.
Hey, Keen, can I see that book?
She was stunned. Each page had images of frightening creatures that would give anyone nightmares.
Where did you get this? She asked calmly.
In the basement, he replied.
No wonder you're afraid of the dark and monsters in your room.
She set the book on an upper shelf. Scoot over. She snuggled in next to him and pulled out the children's Bible her dad used to read to her when she was little. She read page after page as Keen looked intently at the pictures.
Okay, time for bed.
Read more, he pleaded.
Not tonight. Tomorrow we will. But here, let's take this Bible storybook and put it under your pillow. It will help you remember that our Heavenly Father is always with you. And if you get scared at night, you can turn on the little light by your bed and look at the pictures.
Thank you so much for taking over bedtime duties with Keen, Mom said after Ari had tucked him in for the night. I'm so grateful for all the support you and Dad have given me as I study each night.
I'm glad I can help, she replied. But did you see the book he was reading tonight?
Ari showed it to her and then discovered several other ones on the shelf that he must have found in the basement as well.
Oh dear. These are awfully scary for a 3-year-old. I've been too busy studying to notice. These are books from your grandpa's collection from years ago.
That's probably why he's so afraid of the dark, said Ari.
If he's filling his little mind with all these horrible pictures, of course he's going to be afraid.
How true, agreed Mom. Once we see or experience something even a little bit scary, our minds can make huge monsters out of them and paralyze us with fear.